This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. You know when you're really stressed or not feeling so great about your life or about yourself? Talking to someone who understands can really help. But who is that person? How do you find them? Where do you even start? Talkspace. Talkspace makes it easy to get the support you need. With Talkspace, you can go online, answer a few questions about your preferences, and be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, wherever you feel most at ease. If you're depressed, stressed, struggling with a relationship, or if you want some counseling for you and your partner, or just need a little extra one-on-one support, Talkspace is here for you. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members have a $0 copay. No insurance? No problem. Now, get $80 off of your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
The only surgery that it was so normalized, even I almost fell into it, is with the hairline surgery that we were talking about.
You literally don't need that. No.
Oh, no, now I can hear myself.
Hello from the outside.
Oh, yeah, guys, clearly this is a different kind of episode today.
We decided we wanted to be one with nature.
Yeah, and also schedules. Schedules are kind of crazy right now.
It's been a busy couple of weeks.
Yeah, you know,
we missed a week.
Exactly, we missed a week. Slightly in part because I got injured pretty badly. That didn't have a lot to do with why we missed it, but it was a part of it. Okay. So if this episode never comes out, it's because this mic is acting weird and I found out that it might not be working.
But anyways.
Yeah. So we're filming outside clearly. We just thought, you know, why not like Saturday, why not get some fresh air?
Yeah.
Bring y'all with us, you know?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a different vibe. It is summer now.
It's
officially summer. I think it wasn't summer by the time we made our last episode. I can't remember now what day that was.
It was pretty hot that day too. It was Eid.
Oh, was that Eid?
Episode.
Okay. Hopefully y'all enjoyed Eid. I can't remember when this is coming out. I can't remember if we got your replies or not. But yeah, so... Oh, sorry.
I was just going to say, this is going to be one of those like random thoughts episodes.
Yeah. Because... Well, actually, just to speak about the injury, basically what happened was I was going a little crazy on the lifts one day. And I actually went... Okay, so let me set it up. So for weeks, maybe even months, I had this gym partner and his partner... were like just handing me and being like, okay, let's go to this special powerlifting gym. You know, we can just pay the day rate. Like, it's totally worth it. We'll be able to do all the workouts we want to do. And like, it has all the equipment, like a powerlifter's dream, basically, because it is a powerlifting gym, right? So finally, they're like, Amir, we're going to book it and you're just going to come. Like, and they told me, okay, Tuesday, come this day. We're going to go to the gym. We're going to make it on your schedule because they know my schedule is kind of crazy. And I was like, I couldn't say no. And like, I didn't want to say no. It's just that finally we actually found the time to do it. And, my bad. I got distracted because there's dogs there and I was just checking to see if they're on leashes. But yeah, so finally we found a day. And of course, of all days that could happen, I step outside to go to the gym. I'm pumped. I'm ready. I keep everything in my car, right? Because... it's easy. I'm always in my car anyways. I'm going to take it to the gym. Like, I don't need to take it to the house. Why? And the one day I have to go to a gym where I specifically need my lifting gear, guess what's not at the front door? Outside the front. My car.
Oh, your car?
I'm like, where did my car go? And my... Guys, I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but my mom never drives. Like, she hates driving. She only drives... if she has to, if it's absolutely necessary. Mm-hmm. And this just happened to be the one day that she chose to go somewhere.
I actually remember this day.
I'm like, what are the chances? Like, this is a day I actually needed my gear. Like, this is the one time all my gear would actually come into play and really be needed for what I was doing. Mm-hmm. And I just didn't have it. So I had to pull up to this gym that I had been talking up with my friends, my gym partners and friends for months without any of my gear. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to make do with what I had. I think the only thing I did have was my knee sleeves for lifting. Anyone who knows when they're doing like powerlifting, usually if like you need a little bit more support on your knees because I have weaker knees, you wear knee sleeves, right? And because I was preparing for this day, I actually for once cleaned my knee sleeves, which anyone who does wear them knows how nasty those things can get, even after just a couple pairs, couple wears. I know. So then I went into the gym. I was you know, rocking my Converse, which were my OG like lifting shoes anyway. So I was like, you know what? I might be good with that. But of course, we started with squats. And squats, I'm pretty confident in. Like, it's like my second strongest lift, with deadlift being first, then squats, then bench press. I was like, you know what? I feel confident in this. We started. We were warming up. I was already getting to, like, we were dealing with, like, kilogram plates, too, which is very different than your regular gym plates. Kilogram plates, they start, of course, they're in kilograms. And, like, they have a 25-kilogram plate outside of the 20-kilogram plate that everybody's used to, which is the 45 pounds. Mm-hmm. Yeah, one higher than that. So the profile is a lot thinner, too. So the lifting is a little bit different. And actually, for me, it felt a lot nicer. I felt good that day. I was like, you know what? I'm coming in this, even without my gear, I feel like I'm in my prime. Mm-hmm. So I started lifting, and we were getting, you know, to the bigger numbers, right? And I was like, you know what? I should probably be a little bit safe. Let me see if I can find a belt. So I go, I walk around, I ask the workers, like, hey, do you guys have any, like, spare belts around? Because I've been to another powerlifting gym, Barbell Brigade, in LA Fitness. I mean, yeah. Not in LA. In LA. And they had, like, spare belts for people who needed them. But this place didn't have them. So I was like, you know what? I'll ask my friend. He's a little bit on the bigger side. He's very, very strong, though. He's a little bit on the bigger side. His belt, we did not think it would work. But miraculously, like, when I put it on, I was able to make it somewhat fit to, like, the last hole.
Damn.
Literally the last hole. And it somewhat fit. Like, it gave me just a little bit of, like, tightness. Mm. But not what I'm used to. And that's going to come into play here because I start doing my first, like, heavy lift and it felt okay. So I was like, you know what? Let's increase the weight. I do another one. I felt really, really good. And then I was like, you know what? Let's just bang it out. I'll go for a max. Or not even a max, but, like, close to my max, basically. And I go down for the lift. Feels super nice. It feels like it's coming up smooth. And then for some reason, I hit, like, a sticky point. And I don't know what happened here. Normally, I'll try and fight through this sticky point, but I was used to, like, kind of relying on the belt a little bit there. You're not supposed to, but this was, like, a max lift. It's one lift. It should be fine. I tried to rely on that, but I couldn't get any pressure from it. So immediately, I was like, you know what? I'm gonna bail this. I'm gonna drop the weight. And typically, when you're doing squats, when you fail the lift, you're supposed to, like, drop it back, like, just fall to your knees or, like, go fall back. But for some reason, because also, side note, I never fail. I barely fail lifts. Like, I've maybe failed in my whole lifting career 3 or 4 times on my lifts because I'm always super confident in what I can do or I just don't go for it. And this was the one time I failed it. And of course, for some reason, because I wasn't used to failing, I fell forward.
Oh, shit.
And that would have been okay, right? Because there's usually guards on these. Oh, shit. We didn't hit record. My bad.
We're going to use the camera audio for now. My bad. Okay, so guys, the audio for the first 10 minutes is probably going to sound trash. Hopefully it's salvageable. We'll see. But I forgot to hit record like always. Oh, my God. That story was pretty good, too.
It was. I was hooked. I was like, what happened next?
It's whatever.
Anyways,
okay, we'll fix it.
Welcome back, guys.
Yeah, welcome back, guys. I didn't finish the story, though.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Welcome back, guys. Cousin
Connection
podcast. Okay, whatever.
All right, continue.
And then what happened? So, yeah.
He fell forward.
So, normally there's the guards there, and the guards were there, but
by guards, do you mean people or like?
No, like there was a guy. My gym partner was behind me, but because I fell forward, like, they're not used to that, so he couldn't, like, go and put his arms under me to lift me up, and he didn't know I was gonna fail because it looked like it was going up smoothly, right? So as I was falling forward, the guard was supposed to catch me. They're called like the ones on the side that catch the bar. Like, sometimes people rest it on there too, but there, this one time, of course, there's a gap at the front. because we were supposed to push it in, but I guess we missed that. And this tiny little gap was just wide enough to let the bar slip through. So basically, with 450 pounds on my back, I fell forward. One side caught onto the guard, so it fell at an angle, and the other 450 pounds, or whatever the physics at this point was dropping on me, rolled off my left side. And at first, it didn't. I even have video footage of this, so I can probably post there or put it up on the thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how much editing I'm going to do for this episode because like we got a lot of stuff to do, but it didn't look that bad on the image on the video. But, and actually when I got up initially, I think because of all the adrenaline, it didn't even feel that bad, right? But immediately after that wore down, the adrenaline wore down, I was really feeling it. And it actually took so long for the adrenaline to kind of come down that I was able to start doing deadlifts. Yeah.
Why?
No, because I thought I was okay. I thought it was just like, you know, a bruise, because also as it rolled off, the bar is metal, right? So it skinned like the back of my neck. I'm not gonna put an image of that one on there. Sorry, the audio keeps cutting out because the mic is breaking. But I'm trying not to move here. So, So I had the skin on the back of my neck that was kind of like it felt like rug burn basically at that point. But that was the most pain I was in. But the moment I started doing deadlifts, that's when I started feeling it. And like every time I would finish doing a lift on the deadlift, like my bones and my left side would start cracking oddly, and not cracking like breaking, like, you know, like when you're popping like your finger, you know, you're doing that kind of thing. It felt like that. At that point I just stopped. I was like, you know what, I'm pushing this a little too far. I'm gonna stop here. Even though I paid like a good $25 to get in there, yeah, and I got one lift in, I just didn't want to risk it, right? So I just sat there. I kind of like filmed them as they were doing their lifts, my gym partners, and I just sat it out. I tried doing a couple other things that didn't require my upper body, like leg workouts, but there was so much pain on my upper body that it was kind of like any motion, even putting my arms up or doing anything, started giving me pain. And from then on, I literally, oh, look, a rabbit.
Where?
Right there. Look at that.
I don't see. Oh.
Oh, my God. That's so cute. Just came out of the bushes. Sorry, we're getting distracted. This is what happens when you have an episode outside. He just jumped out of it. Yeah. Oh.
Is it stretching?
Yeah, he's like stretching.
Oh,
that's
it's
cute.
So small.
Aw. Don't call it over. Okay, call it over. Hey.
Come here. Do you have carrots?
Huh?
No, you don't have anything. I have mints.
I have carrots on me.
I have mints. That's all.
Okay, we'll let it be.
This way.
Yeah. This is the positive of being out of nature, I guess. But what was I saying?
You were filming your...
Oh, yeah. So I was filming them
gym
and then...
buddies.
I got out of the gym. I was actually planning on even getting like a monthly membership for a time being, but like there's so much going on clearly, yeah, that I was like, you know, I'm going to wait until like I get back and like get back to a normal routine. Then I might look into it. But then with this injury, I'm like, I don't know how long I'll be out. Cause I want to be in full, like I want to be back to normal before I put in that much money to go to a private gym like that. But it was definitely not fun. Cause like, especially with all the stuff that we've been doing these past 2 weeks, it's definitely made it a lot harder to do those things. Another thing, I was going to jump into another topic that it kind of sucked for is I actually just came back from camp.
Yeah.
Literally, like, today.
Camp.
To the point where I think I'm slightly delirious because I got 5 hours of sleep. And the 5 hours of sleep I got, zero REM sleep. I think, 4 minutes of REM sleep that whole night.
Dang.
And I got a sleep score of like 58 because I had my watch here that tracks it, which is the lowest score I think I've ever gotten for that amount of time too. So I'm kind of, you know, a little delirious from that. And of course, speaking of camp, like, you know, it was going to be a little bit more of a chill camp because there happened to be a wedding literally the day the camp was starting.
Mm-hmm.
And because the wedding was starting, and this is a community camp, like basically like it's our whole community was going to this camp, but also someone's daughter from that community was getting married that same weekend.
Yeah.
It just happened because like how it's normally we don't have it at this time of the year or so, but the booking was kind of weird. So I guess, you know, people book things a year in advance. So
right,
it kind of just aligned wrongly, like in an unfortunate way, to where like literally a large part of the community just could not make it because of this.
Because of the wedding.
Yeah. And I think on top of that, it was such a horrible weather.
It was
the
raining,
whole
right?
camp. It was.
I had a feeling.
We were getting drenched throughout the day, like Saturday and Sunday.
It rained Sunday too?
Both days. And like,
oh no.
Even when it was sunny, it was still spitting a little bit.
Oh,
so we
like
couldn't even
just
like
light drizzle.
Yeah, light drizzle. So we couldn't even sit outside for a long period of time. We're kind of just inside. We're kind of miserable, honestly, from all the rain, because like we couldn't do anything outside for the most part.
Yeah, that's kind of depressing.
And of course, today of all days, clearly you can see beautiful weather. Like we left like in the morning, which like we normally do, mm-hmm. and it hasn't been like. It was literally the weather we were dreaming of for the whole weekend, and we got
That's
it the
so
time
sad.
We were leaving. I know. So, and it was to the point where like people were even leaving the day before because it was just raining so much.
Yeah.
Like they're like, it's a wash. Like why even stay if it's raining this much, right?
Yeah.
We tried to do what we could, but I think just like everybody's spirits were just down from the fact that it was raining so much and the fact that half the community could not make it.
Yeah.
Because of the wedding. So that was definitely, you know,
a little bit of damper,
but you know, you gotta take what you can get. Alhamdulillah, you know, rain is a blessing as well.
It is.
So maybe that was a sign as well. And it was an Islamic camp as well. So we were mainly there to kind of just
learn,
like be in nature, but also learn.
Yeah.
So at least we got to learn a couple things. Like we went through like the 99 names of Allah and like their meanings.
Yeah.
So I think actually. We got a bonus, like it went up to 110, because there are more names.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
That are not mm-hmm. as known or common,
mm-hmm.
but like the 99 are like the ones that everybody kind of repeats. And there's actually like a song, or not a song, but like a madih, but like some type of like just saying, like people. I was talking to my cousin Faisal, and he like could repeat it because as children they made them memorize the 99 names of Allah.
Maybe and it's those ones that were like on the.
And it was at like a certain rhythm, like singing your ABCs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it was like that kind of rhythm. So that was definitely at least the one positive of the whole trip. And sorry, what do you got for me, Sarah? I feel like I've been talking a lot.
I know.
Here. My bad.
Do I have much? I can't talk about it yet.
What?
Oh, I got my car.
Oh, yeah. Dude, why you say that so like... Oh, I got... Oh, shit. My mic cut out again. Oh. Hello? Okay, we're
That's
back.
Good?
Yeah.
Okay.
This might be even a shorter episode than we thought. Oh my God, this mic! Yeah, we need to replace these cables.
There was this mic. You want to use this mic?
Hmm. No, that's gonna cut out the audio from that one. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Yeah. So Sara? What did you do for your weekend? How have your 2 weeks been?
Well. So I finally, as some of you guys may know, I had two goals this year: was get a car and find a man.
And she accomplished both, guys. Surprise.
Surprise. So I got my car. when did I get it? Was it last week? It's been a week now, right?
Yeah, it's been a full week now.
Yeah, I got it last Saturday.
Mm-hmm. How's life freedom?
With the car? So there's a lot of things that I learned in the last week.
Mm-hmm.
What different symbols mean, how to put in washer fluid. Not that I had to, but that was like the first thing that the salesman...
They don't
me.
Put it in for you?
No, it was already full. He was just like, because I went with my brother to pick up the car, mm-hmm. and the salesman, I'm sure I've told this story on live before, shout out to Samir from Ajax Hyundai. I told him I'd give him a shout
out. Oh, really?
Yeah, I was like, we have a podcast.
Shout out to Ajax Hyundai. Hyundai?
Hyundai.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Side note, Oh no, I can't put him on blast like this. But I had a cousin. Uh-huh. He was calling Hyatt. Guess what he's calling Hyatt?
Hyatt?
Yeah, Hyatt. I can't say. He's gonna hear this and be like, Hawaii. Oh my God. There's another name too. Hussam, I can't remember what it was. It? What? Hussam, no, I, don't call names. Oh, this is okay.
It was him.
Oh, okay. It was him.
Hassan's gonna listen to this. Later. Yeah. So Samir, I don't know if I ever told the story about.
Oh, yeah, you can probably tell Samir. That story. Have you?
No, I told it on live.
Oh, okay, okay. Live. You can tell it now.
Shameless plug. You better follow us on TikTok live because, I mean, on TikTok so that you can watch our lives.
Yeah,
because
tell it from the beginning. Like
a lot of unfiltered business. Mm-hmm. Anywho, I'll tell you from the very beginning. So, as one of my goals, I was looking for a car and I began my search. This was like months ago. Mm-hmm. And I went with my brother, my sister-in-law, and her brother. And we went to a couple different dealerships, but then we got to the Hyundai dealership. So
what? Continue.
So we get to the dealership and the receptionist is like, I'll get you guys a salesman, hang tight. Then this man comes towards us and he looks East African, but like I just wasn't sure. So we were like, okay, cool, maybe he'll be nice and like hook us up with a deal. So he's showing us not the car that I wanted, but like another version. And, you know, like he was telling us about it and the specs, and the car that I wanted wasn't out yet at the time. I believe this was like back in January ish. Mm-hmm. Right. I think it was January.
Was it
maybe
in
like
the middle
February
of January
or March? I don't know. It was like right before Ramadan.
I feel like it was warm when you told me this.
Okay, March.
I don't know why.
So after he shows us the car, he's like, let's go into the office and we'll talk some numbers or whatever. So now he's like typing in some numbers and like kind of just showing us online what the car would look like because it wasn't physically in the dealership yet. And so I had to give him my driver's license so that he knew that I was even able to drive the car.
Yeah.
And he's looking at my name and he's like, Sara, where are you from? So I'm just like, I know a lot of people don't know Harar, like unless you know, it's like, it's kind of like a, if you know, you know, type of situation.
This is a very small community.
So I'm like, my parents are from Ethiopia. And he's like, okay, but like where in Ethiopia? And I was like, oh, I'm like, you've probably never heard of it. Like, it's this place called Harar. It's a city. He's like, what? You're Geisu? And I was like, what? You're Geisu? Like, Geisu means like a Harari person.
Yeah.
So I'm dumbfounded because I'm just like, no way. And then him and Sabri start speaking in Geisinan. Yeah. I can speak in Geisinan too, but Sabri's like, Geyli Jintach. And he's like, like, we were all just like so shook. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, did you grow up here? Or did you come from back home? He's like, no, I was born and raised here.
Yeah.
Did you guys grow up here? And we were like, yeah. He's like, wait, all of you are Harari? And we're like, yes. So then we're like, oh, okay, cool, whatever. We talk numbers. And then he's like, when the car comes, I'll call you. And then we left it at that.
Mm-hmm.
Then I think it was like later, like the next day, I was at Amir's house. We were about to record and I was telling him about it. I'm like, oh my God, you won't believe it. Like, I met this random Harari guy at the thing and I've never seen him before. Like, who knew? Like, the city's so big that we just don't know Hararis out here. And then he's like, oh, what was his name? And so I had his business card, I think.
Yeah.
And I told him Samir and I told him his last name. And Amir's like, why does that name sound so familiar? Ajax.
I think I asked you like what he looked like or his features.
I told you that he grew up in I'm giving you his whole life story now.
No, don't cut that. You're doxing this guy right now.
I know.
I'm going to cut that part out.
Cut that part out. Yeah. But anyways, or beep it out. Mm-hmm. But
actually, technically, everyone can find him. They know he's from
Yeah, I literally. But he said I could shout him out.
Okay.
So I told Amir some sort of detail where he was able to recognize who I was talking about.
Yeah.
And he's like, Sara, we literally grew up with this guy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, because I have no memory of him. Like, I've never seen him before.
This shows you how weird the community is. Like, how like, there's almost a 1 degree of separation from everyone. Like, there's someone you could have never met in your life, have no connection with, or feel like you have no connection with at all. And then 6 months later, you might find out that, like, your first cousin who you've grown up with your whole life has also grown up their whole life with that person. Like,
yeah,
basically,
literally.
Like, a situation. Yeah.
So Amir's like, we know him. Like, this is how we have a connection to him. And I'm trying to rack my brain, like, remembering any sort of kid that may resemble him. And I could not remember him for the life of me. And then maybe like 6 months before this conversation, way before that, another friend just happened to send me this photo, which we can put up here. I think I'll send it.
Can we put the photo up?
Why not? Oh, because there's kids in there? But it's literally all of us.
I guess so.
It's fine. We can. It's fine. Well, we can blur out the other faces.
Yeah. More editing. More editing.
Sorry, Amir. I'll blur out the faces for you. No. So, Amir remembered that I had sent, which honestly, I was kind of impressed that you remembered about that photo of all things.
No, because like I like documenting, or what do you call it again? Like, what is it when you like record things digitally so like you have it for a long time? What is that word? Documenting?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's say documenting. I like digitizing and documenting a lot of like older materials that we have in the house.
Yeah.
Like all photo books and stuff. So I remember vividly photocopying that whole photo book and like.
Yeah.
Or is it called photo book?
Photo album.
Photo album, yeah.
He was like insisting that he had these photos. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, wait, Sara, you sent me a photo and he's in it. And I'm like, I did. And so a couple months ago, like before this conversation, another friend of mine had randomly sent me this photo with like a bunch of kids, and yeah, we were in it, and her husband is in the photo. So she's like, I didn't know that you knew my husband back then. I'm like, I didn't know I knew him either. That was it. But there were a bunch of other kids that I didn't recognize. And now, turns out, Samir from Ajax is in that photo. And I was like, wait, what? Like, that's so random. I don't remember
him.
And
like, granted, actually, from the last time I've seen him, when he was like, you know, still an adult, he doesn't look significantly different than he used to. Like, for me, like, I remember when I see him, he still looks the same. So I was surprised that you didn't recognize him as a Harry. Like,
well, like, he looked familiar.
Yeah,
like, I'm like,
especially you,
like,
of all people, remembers everyone.
I know. I feel like I remember everyone, and I just could not, like, for the life of me, I was like, I have no clue who this guy. I didn't even think he was Harari. I thought he was, like, maybe Sudanese or something.
Really?
Yeah, he looks
more
Sudanese.
Don't you get that, like, vibe sometimes?
No.
No?
Because I guess he was also using, like, very, like, professional language.
Yeah.
And then once he realized, he's like, oh. Well,
once he code switched back to, you know, his regular thing.
He's like, y'all are my people. Okay, cool. But then, so I find this photo. Like, I showed him here. He confirmed, like, that's him. Those are his sisters, whatever.
Yeah.
I was like, no way. Like, that's so crazy. What are the odds that he ends up being the salesman that I just happened to meet?
Yeah.
So anyways, a few months go by, and then he calls me one day, and he's like, your car is here. And I was, and this was like after Australia.
Yeah.
So we had gone to Australia. We came back. And then I was like, okay, great. I'll come by on the weekend and check it out. I think like before I went to that dealership, I went to one that was closer to my house, and I saw the actual color that I have now, and that's the color that I wanted. So the one that he had at the dealership was a completely different color. So we went to that dealership, the Ajax one, and I told him, I was like, look, I know the car's here, but I want a different color. So don't hate me.
Yeah.
And so he was like, okay, I'll see what I can do. He gets me the car, basically like had a really great experience from start to finish. So he like genuinely took care of me. But before I went to the dealership, I texted him and I was like, thought you'd enjoy this. And I sent him the photo, and he called me immediately, and he was like, oh my God, like, where did you find this photo?
Yeah.
I was like, funny story. Like, I told him the story of why I had it. And then he was like, I have to show this to my manager. I'm like, you don't have to. So he showed his manager.
Did he? Oh, yeah. That's how, you know, you got the hung.
But yeah, so everything got finalized. I waited about 2-ish weeks for the car, and I got her.
And you forgot to mention, there's actually one part that was kind of awkward for Sara.
Which part?
Because before. Can we add that?
All right. Can so, as you guys know, my second goal of the year is to find a man. And that's not even my goal. It's everyone else's goal for me. So, my sister-in-law, I know she's going to be listening to this, and she's going to be laughing. But when he said he was Harari, I could see her smile from the from my peripheral.
Immediately, she started doing calculations. She's like, how old are you?
And so, like, she really tried her hardest to play wing woman. And so did my brother. And they were just tag teaming. And I sat there like, you guys. And even, like, my sister-in-law's brother.
Yeah.
Like, you guys are doing the most. Like, leave her alone. But, yeah, that was really funny. Then nothing happened. So.
Yeah.
But.
That was, I'm honestly, like, and I don't know, did I mention the fact that, like, we literally, when I say, like, we grew up, like,
Amir actually grew
from,
up
like,
with
babies, like, I've known this dude since he was a baby, kind of grown up.
Yeah.
And the fact that their paths, but the thing is, your paths have crossed multiple times. You guys just, I think, you know when there's, a, like, that age not age, but like there's that gap sometimes when you grow up with a group of kids and then your parents maybe move, like his parents like moved
yeah,
to Whitby.
Moved away, yeah,
and then you just never see them again.
Yeah, and so I forgot who he was.
And the thing is that like you may not see them again, but you might not realize that you've seen their parents multiple times at multiple functions, but you almost forget. Not forget, but you can't make that connection between like the parents and like
actually,
the kids sometimes. Yeah.
No, because when we were there and he like left the office for a second and we had his business card, so my brother recognized the last name.
Yeah.
He's like, I swear I know this guy's dad.
Oh, yeah.
And so he like searched up the dad and he had him on LinkedIn. He's like, this is him. Do you remember him? And I knew his face. I'm like, oh my God, I know that man.
Yeah.
I've seen him. I just didn't know he had a wife and kids.
Mm-hmm. That guy's like crazy. Literally been, yeah, in our lives, our whole lives, basically.
Yeah. And that's why I was like, I had no clue. Like, he just hid his kids away. I don't know.
But that happens a lot. Like,
yeah.
That was a big thing. I think I've mentioned this before in our community. Like, initially, they were all in like one area, like Teesdale. If you know you're from Scarborough, like, yeah, Teesdale.
Uh-huh.
You had like the people in the Main Street area.
Yeah.
And then you had who else? I think that those were like the two major areas.
Yeah.
And then there was just like this big influx of families just moving out. Like once they started getting a little bit of money and realizing like, you know, we got to get into this housing market quick.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, yo, Markham, Ajax, Whitby, everywhere. They're just leaving the city. And that like...
It was probably
like
a lot cheaper then too, though.
Sorry?
It was like when they were moving, the early 2000s.
Oh yeah, exactly. That's why, because they realized how cheap it was, right?
Mm.
So when that happened, like a lot, that's where a lot of disconnections happen between. Oh shoot! It's happening again. Ooh. That's where. Oh, am I back? That's where like a lot of disconnections happened within our community, and like, especially when it comes to the kids, like their parents, they can drive where they want.
Yeah.
But there was for some reason the parents would always leave their kids at home. And they still do to this day, guys. I'm watching you, okay? Yeah.
But yeah, so that happened. And now I feel like every single day I'm learning new things about this car and cars in general.
Yeah. Has it given you any issues yet?
One day I was driving with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to work together and like a bunch of the lights came on and I was like, I wasn't driving, so I wasn't nervous, but I was nervous for him. And I'm like, is this car going to stop on the highway? And so I like whipped out the manual thingy that I had on my phone. And I was like trying to look up the symbols. And I still didn't even know what it meant. I was like, I don't know what this means.
That's the thing that scares me about like new cars.
Mm.
Is that now because they're relying so much more on software.
Yeah.
Rather than hardware. There's so much more that can go wrong. And like it's. Sometimes even more dangerous, like similar like Teslas. Teslas are a big issue because let's say your screen, you break your screen on your Tesla, like you drop something and you break your screen, your car is done.
I know. You literally
cannot drive it. You cannot do anything with it if that screen is dead.
And that's the thing. So the one of the icons, it looked like a mug with like steam coming out of it. And my dad just happened to have his like travel mug with coffee.
Yeah.
He's like, look, it's telling me that I have a hot mug in the car.
Wait,
like,
what was that symbol actually?
It has nothing to do with that.
Are you sure?
Yeah. I laughed though because I'm like, there would not be a symbol for this.
That would be a cool feature to be. How did they make that a feature? Like in a cup holder?
Yeah.
When you put it in, it shows like a red symbol for this is too hot.
Like
and then as it gets cooler, it shows you like a temperature is like, okay, this is like blue or blue would be cold, but like green would be like, this is just right.
Oh, I was thinking like if it had like a mug warmer, like the bottom part. So it would be
or
on.
A mug warmer. Yeah, that too. That'd you can have sick. A mug warmer.
Yeah.
Why not? We have seat warmers. Why not mug warmers?
Yeah.
Keep your coffee warm as you're driving, especially in these long ass drives we have in the city.
I'm trying to think like what's my favorite feature of the car right now?
The fact that it drives? No. I don't know.
I like the ventilated seats. It feels weird.
What do you mean?
Like, you know how there's heated seats?
Yeah.
This one is like AC in your butt and
really?
Your back, yeah.
Is it like blowing wind?
No, it just like makes the seat like ice cold. It's so weird. Mm. It's a weird feeling.
It's also heated too, right?
Yeah, I haven't tried that yet because I'm not trying to die.
That's I guess that's like a give and take when it comes to like modern cars.
Yeah.
You have more features and things that you can play with. But then there's more that can go wrong.
100%.
Yeah. So, I remember, guys, I'm driving still, you know, 2002 or 2003 Toyota Corolla.
Not for long.
It does fine just for me. It is making some weird noises because this past weekend, I think this past weekend, I drove probably a total of like 10 hours.
Oh, yeah. Between the wedding and like.
Yeah. Like camp and stuff. There's one point where I think I drove to that campsite. And mind you, this campsite is an hour outside of the city. I drove there like two or three times in one day.
Oh my god.
Yeah, like wants to like drop off someone. The other time after what do you call it again? To go home. What did I do?
Pick up your mom?
Oh no. I dropped off my mom there. I went back and did some shopping stuff or like got some stuff ready for the events, like all the stuff that's going on. And then I drove back for the rest of the day to like for the lessons, and then I drove home.
Oh, you didn't sleep that night?
I didn't sleep that night. I drove home and then I drove back the next day.
Why?
I wasn't prepared. Like, I had to leave so early. Yeah. Oh my god, my throat is dry.
Drop some water.
No, I'm gonna pee again. Oh my. Yeah, I've gone like 20 times today, guys. I'm sorry. But yeah, so that was, it was a lot of driving, and my car is definitely, you know, showing its age.
She's on her last leg. With all the
driving we did, yeah.
Amir's gonna come on the next episode and be like, guys, life update, I got a new car.
But that's actually been like an idea, not an idea, but like a thought, being like, okay, like when do you give up on a car? And honestly, never I might just drive it. I just might
say
just
say goodbye.
Oh no, I'm not gonna.
But I gotta make the first move because don't you start playing me.
For a second when you said that, I was like, never right time to say goodbye. So that means I should keep the car. At least in my mind.
That's what you got from
it. Yeah.
No, I think like there's never a right time, so you just gotta do it. Rip off the band-aid.
Oh my god, my throat is actually dry. I need water.
There you go. Oh my god. But anywho, what other life updates do we have? I don't know. It's my homemade Gatorade.
Oh my god, I was expecting water.
It is water.
I was expecting water.
It is.
Oh, that was. It's nice. Knowing you're expecting water and you get something else, it doesn't matter how sweet it is, how good it is, like, it's still going to throw you off. That was such a weird feeling.
That was confusion. I could see you're just like, what is this?
You know, one thing I noticed is a side note. Sorry, it's random.
What's your side note?
So I was at Square One the other day, which is another mall in Mississauga. Speaking of driving back and forth. And I didn't realize how normalized it is now for men to get like the hairline surgery and like go out and like walk like normal.
It's not normal here. It's normal in Turkey.
But over here, I saw 10 people. In Square One.
There must have been a sale somewhere.
I don't know.
I've never seen that here.
Really?
Like you, like the little dots?
Yeah. I saw like, okay, not 10 people. Like I'm exaggerating a little bit. Like probably like 6 or 7 people. But I saw more people than I've ever seen. I don't think I've actually seen someone in person with that like surgery done. And then I don't know what it is about. Like, you know what? Maybe it's because it's a lot of like South Asian people there. I don't know. Maybe they're getting their hair plugs.
No, South Asian people are usually like, they're blessed with a nice hairline. Yeah. It's mostly like maybe Arabs.
Maybe that's what it is. Yeah, because the Arabs as well. But there, I was surprised that I saw it. That was just one thing I noticed.
Wait, did you do a double take?
Yeah. Because when I saw it, I was like, oh, what's that on their head? And then I realized like it's the hair plugs.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean hair plug? Like,
that's what they're doing. They're plugging the hair into their forehead, right?
Did they have a Band-Aid on?
No. It was just open.
What? Nah.
I think they were like they're in the process of like, you know, when it's you have to take off the Band-Aid and you just like.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Like that's why they're walking around with it, because like they're in that process where like now they're letting it grow out.
Yeah.
But you can still tell that it's not fully grown in yet.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw people like when they still had their Band-Aids on, but I didn't know because this was back in 2019.
Yeah.
And I think like.
But you were in Turkey, no?
I was in Turkey.
Yeah.
And
okay, that makes sense.
But I didn't. Realize it because like it wasn't as popular as it is now.
Yeah.
And I just remember like we were in like the where the Blue Mosque is, like that area, and I saw like the first guy and I was like, oh no, like the poor guy.
Oh, you thought he had like an injury?
Yeah, he's like injured or like how is he walking around?
Yeah.
And then I saw another guy. I'm like, how come everybody has the same looking injury? Like, what happened to his face? Because your head swells up a little bit too, right? And he had like the Band-Aid. So I'm like. I couldn't stop staring because I was just like, whoa, that looks so different.
Yeah.
And then, like, after the fifth guy, I was like, oh, my God, they're hair hair transplant patients.
Yeah.
And then, like, then as the day went on, like, you're seeing people who had, like, nose jobs. Yeah. Like, just, like, different cosmetic procedures. And I'm like, dang.
Because I guess it's cheaper out there, right? But I don't know. The thing is, I'm on the fence. I'm like, is it cheaper because like in America there's just so much like bureaucracy and like so much paperwork that it makes it more expensive, and they're just willing to make people spend more because of the name of being like American doctor, or is there like are they like cutting corners in...
No, I don't think they're cutting corners.
Why I'm saying, like, maybe it's just that America is more expensive because...
Yeah.
Like, of that, just the American name.
Yeah, it's that and, like, it's private healthcare, private clinics, right? Yeah. So they can mark it up to whatever price they
want. But it's private
really
in
want.
Turkey as well.
It is, but with the conversion, I think it's significantly cheaper.
Maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, like this, I actually got this TikTok today where this girl said she did a whole body checkup, like health checkup.
Yeah.
And she paid $700 for her round ticket to Turkey. Mm-hmm. And the whole, like, when I say she did a whole body checkup, she did like CT scans, like the scans that you would need to wait on a wait list for like years sometimes.
Did she do this because she felt like something was wrong?
No, she just like... So basically, she said that she has discovered that like any sort of cosmetic or even health procedures are significantly cheaper, like across the world.
Yeah.
And so every year or so, she basically just like goes to Turkey, does these scans to make sure she's all healthy and like if
are
any
these necessary? Are they necessary, those scans?
Well, she went to like a neurologist. Yeah. Like she was going to all these specialists in like the span of 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And paid $810 for everything.
Yeah.
And she was just saying like how it's so much better, higher quality. The hospital quality is. Oh my god.
We're good.
I feel itchy everywhere. There's like ants all over this blanket. Anyway, yeah. So she was saying that like even the quality of the hospital is so much better there. Like she had her own coordinator / like translator that was basically by her side the whole time. Mm-hmm. And I was like, yo, I should do that. And my dad made a joke the other day. He was like, I have a toothache. You know what? I'm just gonna go to Turkey.
Okay, we're good now.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay,
we're back. I had to put some batteries in the recorder thing. Hopefully, it's not dead. We'll see. What were we talking about?
Oh, Turkey and getting cosmetic procedures done.
Oh, yeah. So, you know what? Actually, okay. I forget. Did you already finish your thought? I forgot.
I was just saying that my dad made a joke about he had a toothache and he's like, I'm just going to go to Turkey and get a whole new set of teeth.
Okay, like, but have you heard like all the like horror stories of veneers now?
Yes.
And have you heard of the veneer techs in America?
Yeah.
So like now apparently like people think America is weird, man.
I know,
there are people out here who
there.
Think that they can get like a two hour or like a few hours course or a day course and learn to be put in veneers and now are selling themselves as veneer techs, like they're doctors or something. They don't say they're doctors, but they call themselves veneer techs. And treat it like any other, like putting in hair extensions or something, but for teeth, and something that's like sometimes permanent. Like they'll shave down teeth sometimes, and like this is something that requires like very precise machines to figure out like how it's gonna fit over your teeth, and like it's very customized. Yeah. But these people are like taking like off the shelf pieces and just sticking them into people's mouths. And I think there's one lady specifically who came out with a story. She's like in tears saying that she spent $80,000 plus trying to fix the mistakes that the veneer techs did.
I'm sorry. I don't sympathize with those people because like if you went to a veneer tech and not a dentist.
But the thing is that like even? In America, people are so misinformed and can be so swindled so easily that like can you really blame them? Like if someone says they're a veneer tech, they have positive reviews. They have people who advocate for them and they look like a doctor. They dress like a doctor. They have an office like a doctor. Well, actually, some of them, they just like rent out spaces and stuff. But they might rent out like a doctor's office or a dental office or something like that. And it looks like your regular dentist area, but really it's all a scam.
Nah, if you don't have the initials M and D after your name, I ain't going to you.
Is that for dentists as
that's
well?
That's medical doctor, though. I don't know. Maybe dentist is
something
dentists else.
Might be different. Maybe that's why it's a little harder to kind of differentiate. But yeah. I don't know. I feel like it should be obvious, especially when you see some of these veneer techs. Not to like judge a book by its cover, but I'm going to judge a book by its cover. Clearly, some of them look like they haven't like even finished getting their GED.
That sounded judgmental, sir.
It is judgmental. And if they're doing that to people, I don't care. I'm going to judge them all I want. I'm just saying. But so when I heard about these stories, I'm like, America, I feel like this is something that happens often in America where there's like a bunch of people who have a bunch of
scammed.
Like just hustles.
I can't hate on them for being hustlers, but like do a legal job.
But
like,
they're literally ruining people's lives.
I know. It's crazy because have you ever seen Their teeth are so big, and like they're not, they're so opaque, like they're, it's, it looks like plastic in your mouth. Like
there's an art to it.
Yeah, the whole point of veneers is to have, you know, the smile that you like, but looks natural, right? Like it defeats the purpose if your teeth look fake, because then it's obvious, right? Like, you know, I follow a lot of those dentists on TikTok where they can tell by celebrity smiles what's veneers or what's natural. And they talk about, you know, the sizing of each tooth, right? Because if you look at your own teeth, assuming you guys don't have veneers, not all of your teeth are the same size. They're all different sizes.
Yeah.
And there's like a little bit of translucency towards the bottom of it. And if you can't see through your teeth, then they're most likely fake. Yeah,
and it shows you how like trained the human mind is to recognize a face, because you can immediately tell when there's something off. Even for people who have very good veneers, there's still something in your brain that's like, something is off here.
I can
here.
Tell when people have veneers.
Yeah, you can always tell. At least for me, I can always tell when someone has had something done to their teeth.
Yeah, because like they're just like too
perfect. And not only their teeth, their face in general.
Yeah, like I've noticed people that I've known, I'm like, something looks different. And then I realize, I'm like, oh my God, you got your teeth done.
Yeah. And there's that whole like meme now where they're saying, I think it's Gen Z, they look older than they really are.
Yeah.
Because so many of them are getting influenced to start doing cosmetic procedures.
Or like Botox and filler and stuff.
Botox and filler. I think there was a video that came out where there was like a Botox office or like an area where they administer Botox, and all the ladies, all the techs or the assistants and stuff, and even the doctors were getting Botox and like hundreds of vials of it. And there was one girl who was like 23 who looked like she was like 45.
Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm like, you guys are, how do you not know this is like, it's very like, a lot of these hustles when it comes to cosmetic procedures, especially like this veneer tech, it's a lot of like just people who are impatient and don't want to like actually go through the work of like, you know, getting braces, or they just want to get something quick. They want to be like, I want to look like $1 million tomorrow.
Yeah, I think
they're not willing to spend $1 million.
The trend nowadays is just like instant gratification.
Exactly,
right? Like,
that's what it is.
Whether it's through fast fashion, whether it's through cosmetic procedures, whether it's through, you know, and this one might be controversial, but even like when it comes to weight loss, that's a huge one.
Oh, Ozempic, we spoke about that last time.
So I feel like the trend, regardless of what the trend is, whether it's to look more natural or to look more like a Bratz doll, as some people call it, the faster you can get it done, the better it is for some people.
And it's ironic how now there's actually like fashion is moving, not fashion, what do you call it again? These standard beauty is kind of moving in the opposite direction, where before it used to be like big bodies, like thick and all that, and that stereotype.
Yeah.
But now, like, because the Kardashians and stuff, they started getting everything removed and started getting downsized. Yeah, Ozempic. Like, now that's the thing. But I don't know, man. It's, you know, just do you. Love yourself. Love your, what is it?
What are you trying to say?
Like love yourself. Yeah, love your own body. That kind of thing.
Yeah, I think
there's a saying, but I forgot what it was.
Love the skin you're in.
Yes.
I got you.
Like that, mate.
I just think that, like, you know, you only have one body. Mm-hmm. And while, you know, injecting this and doing this procedure will make you look a certain way, that trend's gonna, it's like the BBL trend.
Yeah.
Like, remember when people were literally risking their lives doing these surgeries? They couldn't even sit on the plane ride home. It's actually really scary when you think about it.
Do you speak into the mic?
Sorry. Yeah. It's actually really scary when you think about it. And I just think, like, just try to take care of the body that you have. Love the body that you have. You know what I mean? Like, if you want to look a certain way, you can do that through manipulating your diet and maybe different forms of movement and exercise and... Like, I'm not here to judge anyone who does do the work. Like, if you want to look a certain way and it can only be done through surgery, then power to you. But don't be out here risking your life for surgery.
Yeah.
That is not the only required surgery.
The only surgery that I was surprised how it was so normalized, even I almost fell into it. Or not almost fell into it, like I kind of have fallen into it, is with the hairline surgery that we were talking about.
You literally don't need that.
No, not for me. Clearly, you know, alhamdulillah, I was blessed with a hairline that's not going anywhere. Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. I'm gonna say everything, man. But one theory I do have is because everyone knows that I'm not an accessory man. I do not like wearing hats. I do not like wearing glasses. Just any accessory in general, but specifically hats. My theory has always been the only reason that I've kept my hairline to this day is because I never wear hats. I hate wearing hats. Like, the most you'll see on top of my head is this headphone bar. But I do not like putting anything on top of my head. And, hey, I'm one for one right now, you know. I haven't worn hats, and my hairline's still intact. Other people who have worn hats, I'm just saying, man, they don't look pretty. I'm just saying. But, yeah, so I feel like, you know, if you try to avoid putting things on your head and just take care of your hair. But the reason that I was surprised by how normalized it became that I started falling into it is because I had a friend who was saying, like, you know, my hair's thinning and, like, you know, I feel like he's having an issue, like, with women and finding a girl and everything. I'm like, I almost, and when he mentioned it, I was like, I almost suggested to him. I didn't actually suggest it. I was like, you could get hair plugs. Like, in my mind, I was about to say that. I was like, nah. He's got to love him for himself.
But
I did tell him.
Not bad.
What?
Actually, that's the thing.
You have to have the head shape.
And if you
for
don't
it.
Have a beard already, don't
yeah.
go bald.
So I told him, I kind of like my middle ground to that was like, just try a buzz cut. Because I feel like with a buzz cut, when you have thinning hair, if you have enough on the front and on the sides and stuff with a buzz cut, it kind of evens out. Even if you get it like really short kind of buzz cut, it kind of fades all together. So I feel like that kind of was like a good middle ground. That's what I suggested. But honestly, if it becomes more and more normalized, I might eventually just tell him, you know, get hair plugs, man.
I'm sure he knows about it if he's on social media and stuff.
He's not much of a social media guy. Yeah, exactly. Okay. So
that's why.
You know, I'm praying for him, man.
You can probably find him like a package deal.
Hey, for who?
For your friend.
Oh, I thought you was being like packaging like 2-for-1 or something.
No, I mean like to go to Turkey and get a hairline.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you could probably find that still. You know, maybe it'll be his next like birthday gift or something.
I got you a new hairline.
Yeah, exactly. Hey.
That's crazy.
So
that's crazy.
And ironically enough, he's South Asian. So that's the thing. I'm just saying, man, it does happen. It does happen. You know, call back to like the beginning of the episode. I don't think they're
the only ones who do it, but yeah.
But oh shoot, my feet. This has been an interesting experiment. There have been so many.
Do you guys like
technical? I don't know how many technical issues that we're gonna keep into
in
this
scenery. I think we should just
lay it all out there. Let
keep
them
it
see.
Authentic.
Yeah.
Try our best.
I'll try. You know me. I'm like too much of a perfectionist.
Also, guys, I got this Dyson fan from. A website that should not be named.
Why? You literally said Dyson.
It's not Dyson.
Oh, you get
Dyson. No.
Oh, Sarah.
Is that on the boycott list?
Which little Filipino's hands touch that thing? Oh my god! But yeah, this is gonna be a shorty for sure.
Oh, let's read out some comments.
Oh shoot!
Let's read out some comments. One second while I pull them up.
Maybe I should keep up like some of the background noise. Unfortunately, like half this episode is going to be with, or not half my half the episode, but a good amount of the episode is going to be like just the audio from the camera. So I'm praying that the audio from the camera is good.
Okay, there was one comment.
What?
By someone named Abu Kitten.
that's a pretty cool name.
It was pretty funny. Okay. This was on our Eid episode. Mm-hmm.
We'll dedicate an episode because I feel like we haven't read comments out in a while. Yeah. I feel like our next episode or one of our next episodes should be us like dedicated to like reading out the comments and actually like, you know, acknowledging that you guys are leaving comments because we do ask you to put them in there and maybe some like questions from the audience as well.
Okay, so this comment says, my fear of insects isn't nice. Like the way they terrorize me, how can creatures that small induce such fear? If I see an insect, it's a wrap. But the dilemma is, I can't even do anything because I can't.
Sarah, did you write this comment?
No. if I see an insect, it's a wrap. But the dilemma is, I can't even do anything because I can't bring myself to kill them. The weird thing is, my fear lessens if we're outside and if I'm wearing shoes. Facts.
That's cap, Sarah. You literally did write this. This is you.
It's just something about them being in your personal space that feels so wrong and invasive. Like my guard is down and then one pops out like, hey, bro. That being said, I'm selective too, LOL. Ladybugs are cute. Butterflies are cute so long as they're colorful, LOL. Ants are ants are all right, but can be annoying when they start doing the most and move in troops like they own the place.
Which one does that?
Ants.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
The worst offenders, spiders and the house centipedes. My lord, those things are seriously, unnerving. And then I think they came back actually and wrote a second comment, said, I'm back because I thought of something else. Don't look this up, but on the show called Fear Factor in the U.S., there was this spider with large clamping jaws that the contestants had to eat. Not only was it cruel, it was legitimately horrifying and still disturbs me. Also, thanks, guys, because I'm watching this at night and my skin suddenly feels like it's crawling. I keep looking around at the walls thinking something's going to pop up.
I must be glad I blurred out that.
That is true anxiety. Yeah, I actually watched back the episode to see if you would. And I was, if you didn't blur that photo, I would have reported it.
It was tempting.
I was literally going to report our own video. Yeah, so that one. There's a massive ant on you! Ew!
I'm gonna grab him for you.
Don't touch it. Just fling it that way, please.
Okay, he's off.
Okay.
I didn't get scared, by the way. The way she said it, okay, made me jump.
Y'all saw him flinch?
It wasn't me that jumped because of that. Okay, chill.
Hopeless Roman said, I have never been scared of animatronics. But that game terrified me. New fear unlocked.
Which one?
Animatronics.
Game? Oh, the Friday Night at Freddy's.
Someone said, Amir said, PR for ladybugs is really good. LMAO, never have heard such a thing. Fact. Never heard that either.
I forgot I said that. Damn.
Let me see.
I'm just going to listen to the birds, even though I have headphones on.
Fadumo Adan said, I feel like y'all, the only people I watch because I know y'all's personality. Love my cuzzies.
Cap.
Loved
cap,
the vlog. Hey, cap. Sarah, love you. Love you, sis.
You do not only watch us. You know what? Okay. I know you don't. I'm going to watch your history. Can you check people's history on this?
No, I'm playing.
Thank you for watching. I'm playing. I'm sorry. But
those of you that have loved the vlog and showed a lot of comments, like, look at that.
Hey.
They really showed out. Thank you, guys. I'm glad you're enjoying the vlog.
Yeah, you know.
Shout out to Amir.
Hopefully
for the
it doesn't
editing.
take 2 months to get the next. It might take a while. I'm sorry, okay? There's a lot going on. But eventually it will come out. I'm telling you. It's going to come out eventually. Inshallah.
Ooh, this is a good one.
Which one?
This one said, honestly, this was like a couple episodes back. Mm-hmm. Are we in the soft boy era? Episode 138. Honestly, I would feel safer encountering a man in my parents' country. In specifically America, I would rather encounter the bear.
Yeah, see, I told you. It depends on where you are, man. Because you feel safer with your own people.
Mm-hmm. This person, Kothar Ali, 1050, said, Amir confused about the dish soap and hand soap had me crying. Also, it doesn't matter where you are, honestly. If you are a woman, it is true that crime documentaries gives us lots of awareness and majority of them are white men. But what about all of the unknown crimes or grapes that we are unaware of? Oops, I used the R word. For instance,
now you're gonna have to make me cut that out.
I'm sorry. For instance, a country in Africa could have so many unfortunate rape and torture cases happening, but it would never make it to the true crime documentaries.
That's true,
yeah. That's very true.
This is actually a lot that happens in certain countries. And when you hear the, like, I don't want to say it now because I'm making trouble. But, like, when you hear, like, how common it is, it's kind of sickening how, like, normalized it has become.
Dante 1111 said, a lot of the scorned women will choose a bear over a man if they were alone in the woods. But I bet they would wish there was a man around if they encountered a bear. And then I responded, I said, I guess I'm a scorned woman then. Because I would still choose a bear.
But you can understand why men would be like, because those are the type of people who can't put themselves in the woman's shoes and understand what, like, even if they feel like they're wrong, like, you have to come understand their perspective, like how society has, like, also, like, the way that society has kind of, like, portrayed men has played a part in that as well, which is why you feel like it's different when you're in a different country or your own country. Because how society has portrayed men in America or North America in general has also not really been in the most positive light, right? But I think it's also the culture that plays a part into it as well.
We're just scared of America because it's been so, like, heavily documented. Like, they've instilled
That's what I'm saying. Exactly. So that plays a big part in it as well. So why I feel like it's understanding why you might choose the bear over the man.
Yeah.
Even though, like, there's a lot of men who can't understand that, it's like, it's pretty simple to think about. It's like I mentioned, it's the whole cop thing, right? Like, how
I'm trying to think, like, if I saw a man and a bear, would I have the best judge of, like, would I be able to, like, make a quick assessment just by looking at him to say, like, this is a trustworthy man? Just by appearance only?
That's the time you got to judge a book by its cover, I guess.
Yeah, literally.
You can tell sometimes. Like, you can see from people's mannerisms. But then again, if he's a psychopath, like, he'll... There's
what was that one guy that was really charming and he killed all those women?
What?
That one guy that was really charming and Zac Efron played him in the biopic?
Oh, Ted Bundy?
Ted Bundy. That's what his name was. Yeah, like, see? Like, a guy could trick you.
Yeah.
A bear? You know a bear's going to scare you. Mm-hmm. It is what it is.
Well, that was the argument, right? It's like, bears, you know what they're going to do, but, like, a man can do a million different things and, like, maybe even leave you in a worse place than what death, which may seem, like, kind of extreme, but, like, there are certain traumas that you cannot come back from. So, you know, that's what's probably going through your mind when you're thinking about the scenario.
But also, like, if a man is in the woods, let's say he's lost too, would he really want to kill the only other human that he finds? Like, I feel like he would want a companion.
Well, that's where people would be like, oh, I'd rather see the man then, right? It's, you're seeing the other perspective now.
Of why kind of.
Yeah, so. But other than that, we've been here for a while. I'm going to have to try and salvage some of this footage here. You know, it's first time doing this outside. We're learning for next time to, you know, what we can improve on. Hopefully, we don't have to do this again. Maybe we will want to do it again, but maybe in a more controlled environment, because we didn't even mention, like, the fact that we drove for a good, like, 20-30 minutes from park to park searching for a place to do this.
Yeah.
And, like, it's harder to find a park, a free park, than you think. But then again, it is also Canada Day, so.
No, but, like, most parks are free.
Well, a couple of them we tried to go to were not. Yeah.
Wait, was the other one, the first one, that you had to pay for that one too?
Oh, no, that one was free. It's just that there wasn't, like, a place to sit down like this.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
It was just more out in the open, baseball diamond, not really much to do.
All right, guys, before we close off this episode, I think we should just apologize in advance. We're going to be really spotty with our uploads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
It's going to be a busy time.
We did this because we knew it was going to be a while.
We've so many vlogs lined up for you guys that I feel like a little change in our content will be exciting.
Yeah.
You guys will see what we've been up to for the rest of our trip in Australia. You know, we have some other things that we're going to be vlogging. And exactly. I think it'll be a good time.
Yeah.
You guys will enjoy, hopefully.
So please, please, please stick around. And if you want to be notified when the next video comes up, please subscribe to the channel. Also like the video, that helps with getting this out there. And also follow us on all our platforms, like Instagram, TikTok for any updates, mainly Instagram for updates, but TikTok for our clips that we're making every once in a while,
and our lives
that we go on.
I'll
pretty
try
regularly.
To compensate for not uploading regularly. Yeah, and I'll try to go
on live. We'll try and go
on live
a little bit more.
Yeah,
but until then, until our next episode, we don't know when. Thank you again for listening. Thank you again for watching. And we'll see y'all next time.
Bye. Bye.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate, which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
Now taxes is 100% free when you file in the TurboTax app if you didn't file with us last year.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, just do your own taxes in the app by 2/18.
What if I have lots of forms?
All good. All 100% free.
What if I had three jobs?
Still 100% free.
What if I once saw Bigfoot?
That has nothing to do with taxes, so still 100% free.
Now that's what I'm talking about.
Now this is taxes. See if you qualify in the TurboTax app. Excludes TurboTax Live. Must start and file in app by 2/18.